Good morning. It's the 1st of August. Our first reading for the day is 2 Samuel chapter 18, in which we read about the death of Absalom. I'm going to read to you once again from Brother Harry Tennant's book on David. I read, "It is not certain why the forest on the east side of Jordan was given the name of the Wood of Ephraim. This could not have arisen because Ephraim's inheritance lay in that direction. It did not. Even the extension of territory suggested in Joshua chapter 17 did not give license to the tribe to cross Jordan and appropriate some of the land of Gilead. Perhaps the Wood of Ephraim acquired its name from the occasion described in Judges 12, when the men of Gilead put to flight the men of Ephraim in a battle on the east bank of Jordan. Absalom became separated from his bodyguard and from his soldiers as a whole. No doubt he was lost in strange territory, and as the failure of his uprising became woefully apparent, he was endeavouring to seek refuge by disengagement. He rode a mule, the symbol of royal office. His pride of hair was his crown, a symbol of his vanity. An ancient oak took hold of his bushy locks in its strong branches, and the mule moved on without Absalom. His hair was long, and he was unable to release himself as he swung in helpless and ridiculous suspension. As weak as the shorn Samson, the rebel king waited for deliverance, and none came. Instead, one of Joab's ordinary soldiers came upon the scene and could scarcely believe his eyes, though he knew well enough who the victim was. He hastened to tell Joab, who upbraided him with his failure to dispatch Absalom with the sword. The soldier was not slow to remind the captain of David's words, but Joab was deaf as an adder. He had other plans. Joab and Absalom came face to face, the one defenceless, the other intent on revenge. Three darts found their way to Absalom's heart, and then young men of Joab's bodyguard completed the work of death. Thus fell a young fool. It is interesting to note in passing that the word used for dart is elsewhere translated rod or sceptre. David uses the same word in his Psalm of Dependence, Psalm 23. "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." Again, there is a gem in one of the Psalms of Degrees, Psalm 125. "For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity." There is a relationship between the various meanings attaching to the word, and each speaks of destiny. Dart, rod, and sceptre. Absalom ended with three darts in his heart. Had he but allowed the rod of the Lord to chasten and to guide him, perhaps the sceptre would have rested in the hands which now hung limp and lifeless from the oak in the Wood of Ephraim. Many years later, another son of David walked the streets of Jerusalem, within sight of the place where David had reigned as king. When he appeared in Israel, the throne of the Lord had been vacant for centuries, ever since the time when the profane and wicked prince of Israel was commanded to remove the diadem and take off the crown. But Jesus made no move to seize the throne. Shame and rejection were his immediate destiny. Had not the prophet Micah said in chapter 5, "They shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek"? Like David, he was to suffer rejection for a while. Chastisement by the rod worked the perfection of the Son of God. Only thus was it possible for the sceptre to rise out of Israel. Only thus could it be declared by the God of heaven, "The sceptre of thy kingdom is a right sceptre." Thank you for listening.